Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Scatter Chatter. I'm Just
What's
Ray.
Up,
this
bro?
Is Boy
Will 93.
We're going in. Yeah, we were really interrupted by Blog Talk Radio. The AI cut us off because I guess we went longer than we could have. So we're going to pick it up. This is number two about the coronavirus. Going to go dispel some myths and talk about some things that we saw. So this. These episodes are more informative and educational. It's not to be fear-mongering or nothing like that, just so you can make better informed decisions for you and your family and have discussions on what to prepare for in the future, and especially when it comes your health. Yeah. So, I watched probably going to talk about the Red Talk video with Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. And some myth, there was one about the ibuprofen, the WHO warning about the ibuprofen. There was an article also on Harvard News. So, and also, like, again, I want to let the audience know that Will is a certified nurse. He works in a hospital. If you know any other professionals, we would love to have you on and talk about it as well. So, Will.
What's up?
Where do we start? Where do we start, my man?
In the beginning. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I think, you know what, I think let's review. Because right now, I know they've been working on a vaccine, but there is not one as of today. So one of the things that I try to tell people about preventing getting the virus is avoiding people who have exposure and just general good hygiene. Those are the things.
You should just have that anyway.
Well, the key word in that was should.
Well, there's that.
I've been in a restroom and some guys have just walked out without washing their hands.
Yeah, it's a different type of dude to do that. It's like a dude going to the nightclub and taking a shit and coming out and start dancing with you. Like, it ain't nothing.
Well, okay. That's way graphic. And I just had a Subway sandwich. So, yeah, I almost threw up in my mouth, bro, from that graphic. I mean, it's good to have, you know, some light humor during this time period. But, you know. There is no vaccine as of yet. I know different organizations are working around the clock to try and get a vaccine for this thing and get our hands wrapped around it. The social distancing that a lot of the government is doing right now is just to keep it from spreading. Let us keep it from spreading. Let's contain those people so that they don't spread it to anyone else. And with the hopes of that, we kill this thing off. That is
okay.
The game
so
plan.
Wait, let's go into that. Like, I think everyone, like, we hear social distancing. What are we talking about? Are we just saying keep away from each other? Like, again, like, if you live in a family or you're a couple, like, what does that mean? Do I stay away from my girlfriend? Like, what does that mean? Like, you know,
what are we doing? Okay.
And what about people that have to
when
work,
I look
like,
at,
you know, I work in fast food. Like, I can actually, you know what I'm saying, or I'm doing deliveries. Like, what does that mean for them?
It takes you, because you're out there in the public, you're having to take extra precautions. That means with a good hygiene, you may want to wash your hands more as you're going, from person to person, environment to environment. It also means that you may want to wipe down surfaces that you come in contact with often. Those are just some things that I would say, okay, if I have to be around people. Now, the social distancing, again, as I said in the previous episode yesterday, give yourself about 3 feet or more if possible. Mm-hmm. Give yourself enough space between yourself and others. And let's go under this assumption. Let's assume you have it. Let's mm-hmm. go under the assumption of the worst case scenario that you okay. have contracted this coronavirus.
Okay.
What would you do? How would you handle yourself there?
Uh-huh.
Would you just be taking general precautions to make sure that you and your family are okay? Now, you also mentioned, and we mentioned this in the last episode, you got families, toddlers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My best guess, and this is only my personal opinion, I could see children being probably one of the most unseen spreaders of this virus. If you have ever been a fly on a wall and watched toddlers at play in a daycare
oh, man.
Or preschool, oh my. It's being a healthcare professional, I was like, whoa, did I just see that? You know what I'm saying? And kids just move around freely because they have no idea. They're not even in tune to germs. Or they can't see it. They don't understand it.
No.
And it's difficult to teach that
right.
to a kid who could probably barely understand it.
Right.
But, you know. So, on the optimistic side, if we could teach them how to potty train. We could teach them how to wash their hands.
Yeah, but on as far as like the social distancing side, what are we talking about as far as like couples? You could still, because I know there's people who are just like, no, stay away from me, you know, whatever. So, are we still good as far as family? Like, are we like keeping away from each other? Or what are we doing?
Well, let's ask a question. As a couple.
I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous for me to even ask that, but let's, you know, common sense.
No. No, not really, because common sense ain't so common.
Right.
And what
okay.
you and I may believe to be like a common sense rule, you know, the guy who just walked out, who didn't wash his hands, didn't pick that up. Mm-hmm. He or she didn't think about that. So.
Right.
And okay. And let me say this. By personal opinion, and mm-hmm. I would always ask other people to seek advice from the healthcare providers in their local areas. If you and your girlfriend are isolated, mm-hmm. you're not really around other people, and both of you guys mm-hmm. have tested negative for quite some time, well, it's mm-hmm. the two of y'all, so I don't really see that much as a problem. If mm-hmm. one of you or both of you are in elements where you're having to go out into the general public,
mm-hmm.
you may have to look at this social distancing a little bit differently, because you can easily go under the assumption that you've been exposed. And do you mm-hmm. wish to give that loved one the exposure?
Right.
And that's, again, this is changing how people think. How people react in at least the immediate short term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see this thing going out into the summer. I would not be surprised if we go into June, July, August.
That's what they're talking about.
I can see that still fresh on our mind. Right.
Yeah.
Because you have some people who are taking great precautions, but yet and still we're still finding out later on these people have been exposed. How many people did they expose it to?
Right.
You know, it's not to scare any of you guys who are out there listening to our show, but it's just to be more informed.
Right.
Taking a book, a page out of Dr. Fauci's book. you know, hey, let's give people the information, let them allow the time to process it, and then formulate the game plan for people to kind of operate off of. That's huge.
Yeah, and I think even Michael Osterholm was saying the same thing. Dr. Michael Osterholm was saying the same thing in the Red Talk speak with Will Smith. He said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Just give the information out and let people have it, as opposed to, like, hiding from them. That creates more fear when you're hiding stuff.
Right, right. I mean, well, for most governments and most corporations, the thing is to minimize the amount of information. It's almost like on a need-to-know basis. And so you spoon-feed the public or your employees this information with the hopes that, yeah, we can kind of keep this contained. But they don't have any containment on this. They have no idea. I mean, like I said, those of us in the healthcare profession, we're just still getting our hands wrapped around this. I know prior to the show, you and I were talking about ibuprofen.
Right.
And the facts and the myths behind that. I'm still getting mixed reviews on that. And that's just letting you know how fluid this thing is as we're starting to talk about it. No one has come out and said definitively that ibuprofen is a help or harm to those who have coronavirus. Let's just put that out in the universe. However, I can see in my head, as a healthcare professional, I can say, you know what? Ibuprofen gives off certain enzymes. The question at hand is, does those enzymes help or hurt the coronavirus? And I think that's still, I mean, as of today, I have not gotten a definitive answer on that. And as you and I were talking about, I was like, you know what, let's start doing some searching on that and see what certified organizations are saying.
Right. A friend of mine posted it, and there was a response. And I think there was I think it was the Harvard Journal or Harvard HDU EDU.
And
it talked about, why you shouldn't. And there was an actual. It literally said the question, like, why you shouldn't do ibuprofen. I'm sorry, I can't cite it right now. I'm not at the computer, but it cites exactly why you shouldn't be taking it. So, so I actually went and I looked, I actually digged on this because I had a lot of people shooting that text to me about the ibuprofen, why you shouldn't be taking it. That and also, like, vitamin C. But in the Red Talk video, there was a girl, she actually contracted the coronavirus, but she said that she has certain autoimmune deficiencies. I think I'm saying that right, right?
Yeah, autoimmune.
And she was taking Tylenol, and I believe Tylenol has acetaminophen in it.
It does.
Not ibuprofen.
So did the person take the Tylenol, or were they taking ibuprofen?
She was taking Tylenol. She was taking Tylenol.
Got it. Okay.
So in this case, I believe that's right, and I think she also has a. She says she has, like, a blog or something on social media where it cites, like, the stuff that she was taking while she was going through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And she says
she actually
came out on the better side of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, that's great news.
But she's younger, and she was, you know, she was healthy already. So,
because
she was already taking care of herself, so. There's that.
Okay.
So the thing is,
and see that.
So that's why.
And,
I'm
and this
stay
is how deep. This is how we've been winning. That's how we've been understanding it. Different people, different resources are pouring into one another so that we can have that information.
Right. And so, like, I think what, and then also, like we said on the last episode was. You know, there's people that are still getting sick, like regular common cold, and there's coronavirus, right? So then we're talking about, like, symptoms. Like, you were talking about bluish lips. The girl was talking about losing taste. you can't taste anything. And then we're talking about, like, heavy, breathing problems, like almost COPD type, where it's like you have loss of breath for every word that you're speaking and things of that nature. So those are the top three, like, symptoms. So it's not just, like, you know, a common cold or a common sneeze. And then you have, like, really bad body aches. So that's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Is that kind of, like, on the right tune according to what you've seen, I mean, in your field or what you've heard?
Yes. This is the kind of vibe that we have been hearing. And, again, we're getting the information. I mean, it's seemingly new information daily. And it's almost like you're having to take notes. Writing these things down, looking at the sources in which they're coming from, confirming that those sources are reliable to be able to give you that information. You know, you know, a Pookie from up the street gave me this information. It's like, you know, people with green eyes can't get the coronavirus. I'm like, okay, right, whatever.
I heard this, okay, from the homie. Like, we know a common friend. He has a he has another friend that I've never heard. They're talking about putting a blow dryer up their fucking nose to keep from contracting the virus.
Okay. That's scary. On so many different levels.
Right.
So do they believe that they can singe the nose hairs and kill off the coronavirus from the nostrils?
So apparently,
is that the belief system right now?
So there's don't quote me on this, right? But it's kind of on the frame of whatever Michael Osterholm was saying, right? Dr. Michael Osterholm. He was saying, like, the temperature in your nose or something is supposed to be hotter than you breathing in through your mouth. So it gives the virus a living space for it to go into your body and then down into your throat, because it's that whole, like, nasal, what is that? What's it called? The nose, eyes, throat kind of doctor kind of thing? Is like that part of your face?
Otolaryngologist. It's ENT for simple.
Yeah.
But I got certain doctors that say you have to use otolaryngologist. Better not use ENT or else they fight you.
Yeah.
A blow dryer.
So it's,
okay.
It's something about the temperature between your mouth and your nose.
Okay. you said this is a friend of ours, right?
No, this is a friend that has a friend that said that. He's like, and he was just like, dude, what? You're fired as my friend. Like,
forever.
Yeah.
Forever. We need to talk to our friend and tell our friend to stop being a friend.
Right. I'm sure he already got rid of me.
Or
we
else.
Know who, we know. Yeah. So, yeah,
oh my,
there's that. The things that people are doing.
Dude.
So, but even... I've been like, you know, outside and just, like, kind of observing. People are just going about their lives like normal. I don't see people wearing masks all crazy unless they're, like, in big groups of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm outside, during my lunch break, I mean, it was dry out. It wasn't raining. I got on my bike and just did 30 minutes of riding. Hey, that's not a problem. It's just me.
Okay.
The open road. So, yeah, not a problem. Now, it's when I get around other people, when I go into the crowded store, I start to have some additional precautions. For me, for example, I normally will wear gloves when I go to the store, typically because it's in Nashville and it's super cold, but I'll have gloves on. And then once I am finished shopping, I have Lysol. Now, with this Lysol, I'm kind of spraying down anything and everything I got from the basket into the car. So I might go out to the I might go out to the car with groceries or supplies or whatever, and they're not in bags. When I get to the car, I start to Lysol to spray down the surfaces, and then I have reusable like nylon bags because you know in the great state of California they were charging you 10 cents for bags. So I'm like, let me buy my own bags and just keep recycling. So that's my game plan. From store to home, I'm doing some things to kind of keep myself as far as prevention. Because then when I have to leave my personal environment and I'm going into this medical facility, I want to make sure that I'm not carrying something that I potentially got at, you know, at a local store into some of these patients. Because I'm dealing with older, elderly people.
Right.
And their immune systems are already low. So, you know, or, you know, not as strong as they were in there in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So, I'm just a little bit of more heightened awareness of what's going on.
So what about, what would you say as far as the people that live in, like, apartment complexes and stuff like that, the doorknobs, the door handles, elevators?
One of the things that I do is I'm normally carrying either a Lysol can. I'm always carrying something like some bleach wipes, disinfectant wipes. I've gotten to the point when I am going into rooms. I'm trying to make sure I clean off the doorknob when I come in and when I leave out. So at least the person who's coming in behind me, you know, I'm keeping them in mind. We've had it in some cases where the medical people were using gloves when they're walking into the rooms. And then they're taking those gloves off. They're washing their hands. They may put on gloves if they're examining a patient. They take those gloves off. They wash their hands again. They leave out of the room, and then they're washing their hands again. So, again, this is a heightened awareness of hand washing, you know, taking what we normally do and probably multiplying it times a few.
Okay, so how about this? Let's talk about the people that weren't able to get access to having, like, that many, because that's a lot of, like, wiping. What about those people that weren't able to get the Lysol, weren't able to get the disinfectant wipes? Like, what is your suggestion for them if they don't have gloves and stuff? What's your suggestion?
I would always suggest trying to see what disinfectants they have, whether it's ammonia, whether it's Lysol, liquid Lysol, Pine-Sol, you know, things of these sorts that have some kind of disinfecting power to it.
Okay.
You may be able to find some of those things. I think someone had sent me. I don't know if it was you, Ray, who had sent me like how to make baby wipes. I thought that was interesting way of
And somebody did that. Yeah.
I thought, you know what, that is an awesome thing. So it's like, hey, let's share this with people. You and I are always kind of powwowing how to make gosh, I thought that was interesting. The baby wipes. I just like, man, we could. So, okay, I got paper towels. You got paper towels. You got water. You got baby wash, and you got baby oil. I think that was the mix.
Yeah,
that can help. You know, I mean, it's not a disinfecting thing there, but there is a cleaning capability there.
Okay.
To help us kind of clean surfaces, especially those doorknobs.
Right. So what? Okay. How about this? What if we have to get down and dirty? How about just some vodka?
Well, alcohol, in the most technical sense, kills any kind of germ. It's an antiseptic.
Right.
So if I see you walking around the halls with like Grey Goose, yeah, that's interesting. But I, you know, like, are you drinking on the job? No, no, this is for my hands. This is for my hands. It's like, yeah, right. But you know, yeah, I mean, the MacGyver approach to that. Yeah, I guess you could use vodka or something like that.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, if you really got to, if it's like getting bad and you can't get to, you know, saying everybody's taking all the cleaning material, like what do you do? Because I mean, like, even I'm pretty sure there's people that's like even afraid to go open up their mailbox and get packages from people, but they weren't able to get to the grocery store and get stuff. Like, what do they do? You know.
Well, as long as you have soap and water. If you're self-contained and you're at home, just
mm-hmm.
washing your hands. Just washing your hands
mm-hmm.
is going to help.
Right.
It's just when you're out in public, you don't have the control that you have in your own home. And so, therefore,
right.
you have to look at different ways of being able to, you know, take care of yourself.
Right. So, wait a minute. So, like, okay, so we're saying, like, alcohol kills all the germs, right? What if we, like, just drink
mm-hmm.
a bunch of vodka? Just stay in the house and get drunk.
Okay. Ray, we're going to be talking after the show. It sounds like you're finding these new ways, you know, with this alcohol. You might have to call up an intervention with you, bro. But anyway.
Well, I'll eat a bunch of hot peppers and just drink alcohol. That's what I'll do to boost my immune system.
Well, you know,
kill everything.
Well, where alcohol probably is absorbed through your system, I can't confirm or deny that
right.
a nice glass of vodka could help you in that. I would, you know what? But that's worth a pitch.
I would even go as far as saying, like, the WHO should research and see how many Russian people. I hate to do that, but.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. That's vodka. Between them
yeah.
and Dan Aykroyd.
Wow. Dan
yeah.
Aykroyd. Really?
Yeah, he has the Crystal Head Skull vodka. It's the best vodka ever. From Canadian water.
Canadian
yeah.
water. We can't even cross over to Canada right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't get the Crystal Head vodka. So, okay. So, we went into it. All right, Will. So, any last words? I think we went over everything. The red talk, the ibuprofen.
We did.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
causes and cures and stuff. What do you want to leave the audience with? We have like 60 seconds.
If you're home sick, stay there. Don't move. When you're cover your face when you're coughing and sneezing, so that you don't spread that to someone. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your wrists. 20-25 seconds, just enough, you know, to sing happy birthday is just, you
right.
know, a help. If you have disinfectants, clean your surface areas at home. Try and help out with surface areas at work. For those of you who have to go into work, and hey, just a word out of your book, man. Just take care of each other, man. Yeah.
Yeah, take care of each other. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to leave it with. Y'all take care of each other. Tune into
yeah,
the next
man.
Episode next week, and then we'll keep it pushing from there. Leave comments
that's
below,
right.
and we'll try to answer any questions you have and try to see if we can get some medical professionals on here some more just to, like, back up everything that we're saying. So thank you,
That's
guys,
right.
and tune in next time.
Peace.
All right.